telling you, they better leave me alone. See, they didn't give me no part on this. I'm mad. I should have a part on this. All up. My steps. In your word. Y'all better leave me alone out there. Lord of my steps. Lord of my steps. Woo! Lord of Woo! Mike. I know this is your song. Can I just sing a little bit?
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
And it reads, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, so yours may read different. It says, wise words satisfies like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. So those who love to talk will reap the consequences. I think the King James says the power of life and death is in our tongue, in the words that we say. And James, the third chapter, James, if you look at that first verse, he admonishes not to be quick to be teachers, but we'll start at the second verse. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongue, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth, and a small rudder can make a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is small. It's a small member, but what? But it makes great, grand speeches. But a tiny spark can can set a great forest on fire. And the tongue is a flame of fire. Listen at those adjectives, how they describe. The tongue is a flame of fire. It's a whole world of wickedness, corruption. And corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. It says people can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, fish, but no man can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil and full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and curses come pouring out of the same mouth. And it says, surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God, it will stand forever. Just for a few minutes, we're going to talk about the power of our words. Wow. The power of our words. Yeah. Our words have power. They have power to build up. They have power to destroy. They have power to unite. They have power to divide. And we just read that out of James, how this tongue are the words that come forth out of this mouth. Yeah. How it can start, spark, just a little spark, can destroy a whole forest. And James refers to the tongue as a flame of fire. He says it's wicked, it's corrupt. And it can destroy the body when used in negative ways. It can ruin other people's lives. Our words have power. The fable was told about the king and the menu. How many of you heard that fable? Well, the fable goes that the king asked his cook to prepare him the best dish in the world. So the cook prepared and served him tongue. And then the king says to his cook, he says, now I want you to prepare me the worst dish in the world. And says the cook prepared and served the king tongue. And the king was puzzled. And he asked the cook, he says, why did you serve me the same food? Yeah. For the best dish and the worst dish. And the cook replied. He says, Your Majesty, the tongue is the best thing when we use it wisely and lovingly. But it can be the worst thing when we use it recklessly and unkind. So we can use our words either to build up, or we can use our words to tear down. The negative power of our words will pull down and destroy. It will cause division. And our young people, I know that they are familiar with this. Many negative words have started fights, arguments. They have experienced that. Some of you probably have experienced what words, the power of words. Or either you've witnessed the power of negative words through your peers, maybe even at home. Words have the power to pull down. And negative words, once they have gone forth out of our mouth through anger, through jealousy, whatever it may be, you can't take those words back. And certainly when we send out negative words to our children, It's like a tape recorder that's stuck on rewind. And not only to the children, to us in general. When negative, hateful words go forth out of our mouth, when we spew it out of our mouth, it plays like a tape recorder that's stuck on rewind. And it can do great harm, especially to a child. Because that child is playing that over and over and over again, what was said by somebody they thought that cared about them. And it could cause that child to become depressed, to become dysfunctional. And we've witnessed that even in families. When negative words, hateful, bitter words go forth, it destroys and divides families. Some families still not speaking to one another over words that's been said so long ago. And it's like a tape recorder stuck on rewind. Every time they see that person, the words is playing over and over and over in their mind. Negative words, hateful words, it can cause great damage. It can cause churches to split up. Many churches have split up because of words somebody said, because of lies that were spewed out, because of deceit that was spewed out and caused members to become divided and the church split. Our words have power. How we use our words is of great concern to God. Because the Bible says we will have to give an account. Matthew 12:34 says we will have to give an account of every word that we utter out of our mouth. We got to give an account to God. Gossip. It can destroy friendship over what somebody said. The daysayers. And you never get to the bottom of it. It's always daysayers. So our words have power. They have power to do good. And they have power to do evil. Negative words can pull down. We see it in our government today. How one party is just spewing out hateful, bitter words against another party, only to further their agenda. And most time it's out of jealousy and envy and hatefulness. And so the Bible says in Proverbs 18, it says, in this tongue, we have the ability to speak life or death. It says in verse 20, wise words will satisfy like a good meal. It will give, look what it said, the right words will bring satisfaction. Wise words, positive words, using our words in the right way. When we use our words in the negative way, we pull down and we destroy. And we cause harm. We seek young people taking their lives over words that somebody has said about them. Over the internet, sending hateful, bitter words out of jealousy, out of envy. So we can use this mouth. And James talks about that. James says this tongue, look what it says. He says this tongue has the ability to start a whole forest fire, to destroy a forest. Just one little spark, just one little lie can ruin somebody's character. And then when you look at what James is saying to us, he says, now, the horse is a huge animal, but you take a little bit and you can lead him all over the place with that bit. Any direction you want him to go with that bit in his mouth and you hold on to the rein, you can lead that horse with that little bit. And then it says the ship, which is a huge ship, but it's a little rudder, and that rudder can guide that ship, steer that ship, even in the midst of strong winds. And so he gives reference to, that's how the tongue is. When we allow, when we use this tongue, our words is bitter and hateful. When we spew out those words, it says it can even ruin not only the person that we are spewing them out at, but it can cause great damage to our own lives. It can cause great damage to our own lives. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So in other words, what God is saying, what comes out of here originates in our heart. Yeah. And that's why the psalmist says in Psalms 119, thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Because what's in our hearts will come out. And it'll come out by the words that we use. People know what's inside of us by what we say. Yeah. But positive words, because see, we can use it negatively, or we can use it positively. We can destroy, if the tongue can destroy a whole forest, what about a family? It's like a flaming fire. That one little spark, it spreads all over. One little spark. And you find that in the little clicks. One little spark. Somebody lying over here about somebody over there. Or somebody saying negative things about somebody over here. And why? Help. To the soul. It's like a help. The Bible says it's like help food, giving nourishment to the soul. And we can say, we can minister to one another, but we have to minister to one another in the right way. We have to use our words in the right way. The Bible says positive words. It'll heal a broken spirit. Positive words. Psalms 25, 11 and 12 through 12 says, there is beauty and value in a word that's fitly spoken, or that's rightly spoken. Other words, there's beauty and there's value in a word that's spoken, Sister Conway, at the right time. And for the right reason. is spoken in the right way and is spoken at the right time. Because sometimes we can say the right word, have the right words, but the timing is off. And sometimes, church, we can have the right setting or the right timing, but the words are wrong. And sometimes we can have the right timing, the right words, but it's said in the wrong way. And so somebody here want to know, well, how can I do better with the words that I use? Since my words have power, how can I do better? And I'm glad you asked. Because as children of God, our hearts have to be in touch with God and his words. Too often we're wanting to run off of doing our own thing and what's ever in us. You know, I had the opportunity to tell somebody one time, well, they were talking in such a negative way, and I was trying to minister to them, and these are the words they told me. Well, that's just how I am. That's just me, you know. And I told that person, I say, yeah, but if you're in the Lord like you say you are, it can't be about just you. Yeah. It can't be how you just are. It can't be like that. It has to be what God says. You see what I'm saying? It has to be God's way. See, it's what God says that matters. It can't be about just me, Lavely. Brother Lavely. That's just how I am. See, Paul says it can't be the I, but it has to be the Christ. He says no longer I, but it's the Christ that liveth in me. And when you look at chapter 7 of Romans, when Paul was talking about wrestling with himself, well, he was talking about wrestling in his flesh. He said, every time I want to do good, yeah, evil is always present there. And he says to him, he said, I'm a wretched man and I need deliverance. Who can deliver me from myself? Who can deliver me? And then if you read that 7th chapter, he says, oh, I thank God for Jesus. Yeah. So our words have to be God's words. We have to take his word and make them our words. When we take God's word and make his words our words, then we'll be able to speak right. We'll be able to speak in love. We'll be able to speak at the right time. And our words will be wholesome words. Words that will build up. Words that will strengthen. Words in season. When we speak God's word, when we are in contact and connected with God, when he's in us and we're in him, his words. We take his words and we make it our own. Then out of our heart, like the psalmist says, because we've made God's word our words and we've hidden God's word in our hearts. And since God's word is in our heart, well, then what's going to flow up out of us is what God desires. So his word, when we take his word, out of our hearts will flow loving kindness. We'll be able to speak kind words. And even if we have to rebuke, as the Bible says, we'll know how to do that. In Jesus' name. It says, when we put his word, when he become us, become a part of us, and we take his word, and we hide his word in our heart, when we abide in him, and he abide in us, then we'll become more passionate and compassionate, and we'll be able to speak his word with grace. We'll be able to speak his word in wisdom. We'll be able to build up and not tear down. We'll be able to speak his words, and it will bring about healing. We'll be able to speak his word, and it will bring about nurture. We'll be able to speak his word, and it will give life and substance to our fellow man. When we take God at his word, when his word become our word, even when we're in the valley, even when others are in the valley, we'll be able to see his light shining in the valley. We'll be able, because his words is in us, we'll see his peace in the valley. We'll see his hope in the valley. And because his words is in us, we'll come up out of the valley, and we'll be able to speak words that will encourage. The psalmist used the words of God. He took God's word, and the Bible said he encouraged himself. And so when we make God's word our word, we'll be able to encourage ourselves in the word. Our words will have power that gives life-giving power. Because the Bible says in this we do have the power of death and life. So you can speak death to your situation. You can speak death to your own health when you use the wrong words. And so that's why we have to be mindful that our words have power. I heard Reverend Randall preach one day when he was talking about people using words, and he says, you know, you feel like you're coming down with something. You say, well, I feel like I'm finna catch a cold. Well, why would you want to use those words? Why would you want to catch a cold? So our words have power. And sometimes we speak death over our own selves. Over our own selves. And when somebody comes to me with a negative word about me, you know what I tell them? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. No, I'm going to use what God says about me. And what God says I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who what strengthens me. When somebody say, well, you know, every now and then we do get a little weak, but I say to myself, even though I know every now and then that happens, I say, let the weak say I'm strong, because that's what God said. He said, let the weak say that they are strong. So I use God's words over my life. And so our words, church, has power. And when you look at James, as I'm getting ready to close, James says here, and we look at that chapter of James. James says, in that third chapter, beginning at that second verse, he says here, he says, we make many mistakes. That's what he started off. Other words, we do make mistakes. All of us makes mistakes. He says, we make mistakes. But look what he says. But if we could just control our tongue, if we could just take charge of this tongue, and we can do it when we allow God's word to be our word. When we get into his word and study what God says, then we can begin to control ourselves. The Bible says, in every other way. Because why? I'm speaking positive words into my life. And I'm speaking positive words over my brothers and sisters. Rather than pulling them down, but I'm lifting and building them up in the Lord. And that's what it ought to be about, church. We ought to be about building up one another.